Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes on this beautiful Thursday morning. Today we are reading from John chapter 4, verses 27 through 42, and this concludes the story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman. She leaves her water jar behind and returns to town and tells the people about her encounter with Jesus. The people come to Jesus, listen to his message, and believe that he is the Savior of the world. And God's guiding word for us this week is love. So let's begin John chapter 4 and verse 27. At that moment, Jesus' disciples returned, and they were greatly surprised to find him talking with a woman, but none of them said to her, "What do you want?" or asked him, "Why are you talking with her?" Then the woman left her water jar and went back to the town and said to the people there, "Come and see the man who told me everything I have ever done. Could this be the Messiah?" And so they left the town and went to Jesus. In the meantime, the disciples were begging Jesus, "Teacher, have something to eat." But he answered, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about." So the disciples started asking among themselves, "Could somebody have brought him some food?" "My food," Jesus said to them, "is to obey the will of the one who sent me and to finish the work he gave me to do. You have a saying, 4 more months and then the harvest. But I tell you, take a good look at the fields. The crops are now ripe and ready to be harvested. The one who reaps the harvest is being paid and gathers the crops for eternal life, so that the one who plants and the one who reaps will be glad together. For the saying is true, someone plants, someone else reaps. I have sent you to reap a harvest in a field where you did not work. Others work there, and you profit from their work." Many of the Samaritans in that town believed in Jesus because the woman had said, "He told me everything I have ever done." So when the Samaritans came to him, they begged him to stay with them, and Jesus stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his message. And they told the woman, we believe now, not because what you said, but because we ourselves have heard him, and we know that he really is the Savior of the world. Amen. And, of course, today's key verse is John chapter 4, verse 34, where Jesus said, "My food is to obey the one who sent me and to finish the work he gave me to do." You know, it was really kind of childish for these people to say, we come to know Jesus as our Savior because you came to town and told us he was here, but we don't have anything to be grateful to you about because, you know, we heard him ourselves. You know, who cares? The fact that this whole village came to hear and to experience Jesus Christ, and so many of them gave their lives, to God. That's what the whole idea is. That's the message of the gospel. Amen. It doesn't matter who gets the credit. It's God that does all the work anyhow. God bless. Well, let's go ahead and pray. Lord Jesus, you're the Savior of the world. Thank you for the life-giving food you offer and your life-giving message of salvation. Nurture me in faith and teach me to be obedient to your will. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our time today to an end. Join me tomorrow when we'll be reading from John chapter 4, verses 43 through 54, where Jesus heals an official's son. Until then, my beloved, you keep looking up because your salvation is drawing nigh. God bless.